Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, a client partner at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Phil O'Mealy, who is the president and founder of Exodus Learning. Phil, for 17 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? Please start, though, by telling us a bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. Over to you, Phil, and I'll wrap up when you're done.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, Mark. Greatly appreciate it. And I do definitely appreciate that all that you do with New Leaf as well. So over at Exodus Learning, we help people grow from where they are to their true potential, which is where we believe people really need to be. And so through that, we also believe that as people grow, the organizations that they work for will also essentially morph into the best version of themselves. So to that regard, we provide currently two forms of training at Exodus Learning. One is leadership training, and then as well, information technology training as well. I'm a geek and I'm proud of it. I love technology. I love what it does. And tied to that, we also provide consultation services as well. But a little bit back to the information technology side, because that segues me into leadership. I love technology, love what it does, and I love the ability that it has to overcome challenges and solve problems for society, as well as create innovation. And to that regard, I've studied technology for such a long time. I put my career totally into it, and eventually over time became a manager and leader in that arena. So I served as a team lead. I've served as manager of information technology for a variety of organizations. But through that, I ended up identifying a problem with myself. I was leading these teams, and within my first year, I realized that the morale on the teams was dropping. I realized that the productivity was failing. I realized that individuals just weren't happy coming to work. And I would consistently pass the blame to everybody else and state that it was them. And then as time went on, I realized that the only person left to blame was me. So in that regard, I realized something needs to be done. So with that, I started to kind of go on a journey and begin to ask not only myself, but my leaders at that time, is there areas that you feel that I can grow, that I can work in? And while they were helpful to some extent, I found that the best people to ask were actually the people that I was working with, the people that were under my tutelage. And I created an environment where open and honest communication could happen. And I began to hear some things that, while I believe they were true, I also heard some things that I didn't like. And while I didn't like them, it created an opportunity for me to grow. And so that journey went on. I started to read more, learn more about myself. And I began to identify a few things. One of the things that I identified was pretty much almost a three-step process, which we've also integrated into our leadership training as well. And that is this. One, you must know who you are. So if you know who you are, then that can lead to progress. And so knowing who you are involves knowing your strengths, as well as also being able to know your weaknesses. And I was able to learn that from listening to others, having open and honest communication, assessments, and the list goes on and on. But from that, knowing who I am led to me owning who I am. So I know who I am, but now I need to own who I am. And where I found that there was somewhat of an issue, there were some things that I knew about myself, but I didn't want to own them. I didn't want to own the fact that I was deficient in certain areas and I needed help. I didn't want to own the fact that I needed to learn a little bit more or become more of a people person or learn how to add value to others. So I went from knowing who I was to then owning who I was, owning the fact that I have these strengths, but also have these weaknesses. And once I identified that, I then moved to the next stage, which is now growing from who I am. So I know who I am, I own who I am, and then I grow from who I am. And then knowing all of these things, it allows me to learn more, add value back to my teams, which is essentially what they're looking for. They're looking for value added to them. They're looking for me to empower them and not necessarily to be managed. And so while I could manage a system, manage a computer very well, I still didn't know how to lead people. And it's through that process that I was able to add value back to the team, but also ultimately to the organization. And then if I could, I would say the next step to add to that is to repeat. Realizing that leadership is not a one-time event, it's an ongoing process. And through this process is continual growth. And once I get to one level, it then will allow me to go through the process again, identify who I am, know who I am, own who I am, and then grow to another level of who I'm looking to be my true potential, if that makes sense. So that's been a journey for me, and I've learned to merge the two together of technology and leadership, because ultimately, while the technology is there and it's a passion for me, I also have to learn how to effectively lead people. And at the end of the day, we can have a great purpose as an organization. We can create great things and have great drive and innovation. But if we don't know how to effectively lead people, what are we really doing?
Wow, Phil, what awesome level of self-awareness and what a great message to share. So on behalf of everybody watching this back, thank you for your insights on helping people and organizations be their best. Before we sign off, just a reminder to our subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page of our website for the professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.